And we're back with part two of What's Ailing America, The Great Culling, with my special guest, Chris Maple, co-producer of the documentary by that name. I'm going to say it again. Callers, we have so many people lined up, Chris. I hope you can stay with us. I'm going to start taking callers. Please mute your phones, because everything you're saying in the background is going over the air. And it's very distracting. We have to get this message out clear and loud, because this message is it. Okay. I want to just give out your website, Chris, thegreatcalling.org. And I encourage everybody to go there. I know that this is a project in progress, and you're getting more and more people involved. As a matter of fact, it's actually wonderful. I'm finding out more people all the time that are telling the truth. I just found out today about an obstetrician by the name of Nancy Banks. There's a YouTube video of her talking about vaccines and genocide, basically. Well, she uses the word eugenics. But we have people of conscience everywhere realizing they're killing us. And that's what we have to let people know. We have the people that are telling the truth. It cannot be denied. We have to expose the people causing the problem. So please help to get Chris's and Paul's documentary out there. And the fact that they're now bringing in land sharks, and that's going to cause you added financial assault, to me is so disgusting. There are no words. It's just totally disgusting. And I hope these people reap what they have sown, because, you know, let them get vaccinated or whatever. It's unacceptable, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Can't agree with you more. And that, you know, the community really has kind of rallied around this. Yes, we've had a few, you know, there are some cliques within it, like, within the community, I'm starting to see, you know, as you see, you know, everywhere, unfortunately, socially, cliques tend to happen, and that's okay, as long as the message is getting out. You know, some people are going to concentrate on weather modification, some people are going to concentrate on agriculture and the animals, and, you know, and we're just, you know, we're looking at a broader approach. We want to look bigger. We want to look, you know, what is happening to us? What is going on? Why are we only using 10% of our brain? I mean, what is that? Yeah. What is going on? Is this by design? Well, and as you said, it is. I'm sorry. The evidence is there that this is being covered up, or it's not by accident. A lot of people say, well, they put these things in the food, air, and water just, maybe by mistake originally,
right.
And then they don't know how to retract the programs. No, it's not. Right. I'm sorry, it's not.
Right. Well, let me just say, in terms of vaccinations, as I have proven, and I've had a $10,000 reward on my DrCarly.com website for, I think it's 7 years now, for any vaccine promoter to come on my show and prove my big picture wrong. The vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and pets. And now, of course, they're assaulting food source animals as well. Of course, I've had no takers. And I'm a big picture person. My big picture talks about all the assaults we're going through. The miracle, in my opinion, is that any of us are still able to function or live or breathe based on all the assaults. How can this be an accident? These scientists, these mad scientists, these, you know, white coats with dark hats. I talked about this book on the show last week. They're doing everything on purpose. This is not an accident. And anybody that believes that is a coward. As Alex Hunter said, they're a soft activist. They want to not face the fact that we're dealing with psychopaths. These people are psychopaths that are controlling every aspect of our lives. They are cockroaches, and they have to be exterminated. They are the ones that have to be exterminated. And, of course, you know, I'm not a sedition person. I don't promote, you know, violence of any sort. But, you know, one of my most important listeners, Dan McCarthy, is talking on our show on a regular basis about emerging choices, things that we can do on a positive level to deal with what's going on. And I think he's on the line. I'd like to bring him on. Are you there, Dan?
Hello, Dr. Carly. Chris.
Hello, Dan.
Great show. Congratulations, Chris, on your documentary. And I have a way you can make more money on it. A lot of companies sell the edited parts they edit out of movies and documentaries. You could come out, I think Alex Jones does that too. You could come up with the parts that were edited out as a sequel or whatever, and then you can make more money on what you've already done. I have looked at your website, and I think great bumper stickers would be also a good idea. The Great Calling by Vaccines, Pedophiles, Psychopaths, Chemtrails, dot, dot, dot. Just put in whatever you want.
I love it.
So there's lots of ways that are new creative ways to do that. I've looked at your website, and I did have a problem with Remo Labo. The Natural Solutions Foundation is criticized, I think, correctly, often by the National Health Federation, because what Labo does is hype energy into the wrong battles or fighting them the wrong way. And there's a lot of red herring activity like that that can take people's true activist energy and waste it. And then her husband, of course, is General Albert Stubblebein, who is ex-Army intelligence, and some of the ex-Intel people are the worst disinfo people. He claimed to have no knowledge of the Special Ops Project of men who stare at goats in order to kill them. But I don't recognize everyone that's involved on your website, but I just wanted to mention I did have a problem because I think her material is disinfo and suspect. But I wish you all the luck in the world, and I think you can make extra money on the edited out portions of the documentary, and that would, people would be even more interested in buying that later, and it would be a good follow through. And don't forget those bumper stickers.
That's what a great suggestion, David. I appreciate it. And one thing I just want to just kind of say is that, you know, we didn't start this project to make money. It was just to, we want to spread awareness. The only thing we're lacking is, because this has been all out of pocket. Well, like I said, with the exception of, you know, our partners out there who have, you know, helped us with backup. Just to back up the film cost us $5,000 because that's how much information in interviews that we have shot.
You don't have to make excuses for yourself. Everybody knows, Chris. It costs money.
You deserve money for doing good work.
You have to make a living, and it costs money to do a production like this. But two things I just want to comment on what Dan said. I was frankly also very disturbed to see Remo Labo featured on your site. General Stubblebein is ex-military intelligence. If there's anything such as ex-military intelligence, I don't think there is. Second of all, is that she is a major disinformer in terms of vaccines. She's on my Hall of Shame on my DrCarly.com site. And she's one of these people that suggests people write, sign petitions. Yeah, sign a petition to your predator. Petition your predator, negotiate with your predator, give me a break. And I will just suggest to you, you have to be very careful, because I've been dealing with this for 15 years. Disinformers and minions come after you like cockroaches. And they will discredit you. People will say, you have this person involved, therefore I'm not going to, you know, believe anything that's on there. I have to say I agree with Dan. Okay, we have so many callers. Let me bring on the next person from area code 479. Are you there, caller? Thank you for listening patiently and waiting.
Hello, is this me?
It's you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not Arizona. It's Arkansas.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I thought you said Arizona. Anyway, just I'm not afraid to mention where I'm at. That's why
Okay, yeah. We have a positive backbone.
Them.
We have
yeah,
a positive
yeah,
right. backbone. But unfortunately,
exactly.
we have the music, and I,
oh, okay.
you know, this is like torture for me. We're going to another break. Hang on, hang on. You're coming on after the break. We'll be right back. I hope
Thanks.
You'll stay with us, Chris. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'll be here. Yeah.
All righty. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is the great calling with my very honored guest, Chris Maple, who is a co-producer of the show by that name. And, of course, the music for my show is The Bombs Over Baghdad by Mr. Trudell. And our bombs are now the truth. And that is what we're going to use to wake the people up. And if they don't wake up, let them get vaccinated 24-7, get an IV. They're breathing our oxygen. You know, that's how I look at it. One thing I wanted to just mention to you also, Chris, is I'm sure you're probably aware of the documentary channel. I think that's another avenue that you should pursue. Because I've seen so many amazing documentaries on that channel, and I'm sure there must be some kind of a monetary thing going on there so that you can be compensated for the costs that involved in what you're doing. And now I'd like to bring on our person with a backbone from area code 479. Take it away.
Yeah, well, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, well, I originally called in because I had to, when you started talking about people that you would mention to them that look up in the sky, and they wouldn't even look up.
Right.
And the reason that rang such a large bell or loud bell for me was because I was helping my neighbor here next door to me with some plumbing problems, and we began to talk about other neighbors right next to us across the street and how they just didn't, I mean, you would say hi to them and they wouldn't answer. You'd say, hey, what do you think about that? You would talk to them and they wouldn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
They would ignore you. Okay, and we're talking like older teenage children and adults.
And slave work units. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I could account for a lot of times, probably 20, 30 times where I, like last year in the snow over here, you know, I was trying to get them. They came to my door and asked me for help. The one guy that actually has some type of affinity to who I'm about and what I relate to, and what I do, it came and asked for my help, and I went out, and the person in the car wouldn't roll down their window when I was trying to explain to them, because I grew up in Massachusetts. So I'm in Arkansas now, but I know about snow, okay? And she wouldn't even open down a window. I had to finally, you know, I was either going to walk away, or I said, you know, you got to listen to me, open down your window. So there's... what this goes to is a cognizant dissonance.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And I was just and I went to my, it's like a 1970s dictionary, cognition, and it says the act, power, or faculty of apprehending, knowing, or perceiving, and then number two, knowledge, a conception, perception, or notion. But then when you go to dissonance, it says a discordant mingling of sounds, discord. Well, that could be words. Music, number two, a combination of tones regarded as displeasing and requiring resolution. And then three, harsh disagreement, incongruity, colon, discord. And so this is everything they do. When they bring an accusation, like you mentioned, fear-mongering, because, again,
yes.
I got on very early in this thing. When they bring that, that's designed to state meanings of words that are used for a purpose of You know, they'll say fear-mongering, but what they're really saying is you ought to fear this knowledge that's being given to you. Okay?
Right.
They want you to discount any type of thing, a knowledge statement that goes against the, you know, if you're in school, whatever, that goes against what they're teaching. And so this is, you know, it's pretty crazy, but yet, you know, they have obviously control over this, and they, as Dan has presented, they present this in a two-sided argument all the time.
Yes. Okay? A or B, right. Well, let me just say, conspiracy theory, that's the most obvious example of these wordings that they use to basically put people aside that have common sense and are actually using their cognition to figure out what's going on. But it's very important what you're stating, and I thank you for calling in. Any comments, Chris?
Oh, I can't agree with them more. I mean, it's unfortunately so many people are, you know, unplugged. People don't look each other in the eye. They don't smile. Everybody's got their heads down. They're so wrapped up in you know, their own personal lives. And I don't blame them. Unfortunately, the system that is in place, you know, you're basically, essentially, you know, held captive into that system. You know, I get it. I get it. Like, the more people I talk to, they look at me and they say, man, especially when you start showing them evidence, tangible physical evidence, and they say, man, why do you want to know this? There's something else you want to pay, you know, pay attention to. And
right. Because your DNA is being destroyed, your Earth is being destroyed, and if you can't face reality that there's a monster under the bed, then you need to get an IV and be injected with viruses 24/7 because you're breathing my oxygen. I mean, that's the level that I've gotten to. And these people, I understand, they're fluoridated, they're vaccinated, they're aspartame, the pesticided, the list is endless. But you know what? There comes a point where that's just an excuse. If you have one working neuron in your brain, let it bring you to reality. And if you don't have a backbone and you can't face the monster under the bed, then just, you know, get out of here, because silence is consent. The masses who are, you know, praying, you know, that God's going to save them and doing absolutely nothing to change things, they are just as liable for this travesty as the ones who are doing it. It's called aiding and abetting. That's my opinion.
And what they're doing is they're stimulating the flight or fight response without any type of information that allows you to engage either.
Yeah. Well, that's what Dan talks about all the time. And I encourage the listeners to listen to the archives of our shows. We have emerging choices. There is good news. There are things that can be done. Emerging choices. And I'm not going to take time to get into that right now. But we have all kinds of emerging choices. They put us into a funnel. Do you want to be stabbed in the back or shot in the heart? Okay. Those are not the only choices. We have other choices, and it takes common sense and a backbone to use those choices. And that's what we have to do.
What I would be asking Dr. Carley is who at the bottom line is actually funding the weather modification? And that would lead you to, you know, the culprit.
Okay.
Well, let me just say, and I'll let Chris comment after the break, the predators, that's what I call them. Whatever their name is, whatever their agency are, the predators, that's what's doing it. And, of course, we have the pilots that are you know, making a living off spraying us like pests. These people are selling the soul for cash. Okay, thank you, caller, so much for calling in. We're going to a break again, and then we'll bring on the next caller from area code 78.
Free speech guaranteed.
We are back with What's Hailing America, where our answer today is The Great Culling. I am so excited to have our special guest, Chris Maple, co-producer of the documentary by that name. You need to help make this happen, people. Go to thegreatculling.org. Donate whatever you can to help this come out, because he and his co-producer, Paul Wittenberg, are the only people I know that are giving the big picture. We are being killed, and we can stop it, and we just have to become aware of it, and that's very important. I also want to suggest to you, Chris, and I think I emailed you this link, Rima Labo is a minion, there's no question. You got to carefully vet the people that you promote, because people are going to blow you off if you don't have real people involved with what you're doing. There's a doctor, Nancy Banks, and you can find her on YouTube, Nancy Banks on Vaccines. She is like me. She talks about eugenics and the whole thing. I'm so excited to be finding other doctors of conscience, because there's a very, very big backlash that occurs when you tell the truth. And, you know, after you go through 17 years of education and hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans and the whole thing, and then you basically turn on the medical mafia and say you're killing people, you know, that's a very hard thing to endure. But I'm finding more and more people that are doing that. And those are the people that we have to promote, because those are the people that have a backbone. I just want to quickly mention, I was on Deanna Spingola's show on RBN yesterday. I encourage all of you to listen to that. She's an excellent interviewer. We talked about many of these issues, and that link will be posted shortly on the Light of Day Radio Show.com. There's so many people that are contacting me that are wanting to learn the truth. And this is what keeps me breathing, because people are starting to wake up, Chris, and this is the good news. And we have to keep on waking them up, because my message to the people is, you are already dead. You're already dead. So lose your fear. There is a monster under the bed. And if you don't want to face it, then you're going to die. And my own family is included in this. My mother was killed by the medical mafia 2 years ago. They wouldn't listen to me. Their attitude was, who do you think you are? You know more than the medical profession? Yeah, I do, because I have common sense. It has remained somehow, mysteriously, it's been preserved. And they're killing people off one by one. And I don't mourn those people, because silence is consent.
Right. So true.
Okay.
It's so true.
I'm very dramatic, because I'm so excited at having you on, and basically, you know, letting people know that there's somebody like you and your co-producer Paul Wittenberg. There's people that are putting their lives on the line, because let's face it, that's what you're doing. We have many people that have been assassinated for telling the truth, but you know what? As I said, we're already dead. So what do we have to lose?
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You gonna lay down and be cold, or are you gonna stand up for yourself? You know, and I have the goosebumps with you, Dr. Carly, right now. So, because Paul and I, upon taking on this endeavor, we had a conversation with each other, and I looked at him and I said, "Did you ever tell anybody in your family that you would never commit suicide?" And he just looked at me and he started grinning. And he's like, "Why do you ask?" I'm like, "Well, did you have that conversation with your family that you would never commit suicide?" And he said, "Yeah, I did." I go, "Why were you compelled to tell that?" Because I had to have it with my family, because you're right. Unfortunately, people who come out with this stuff, and it's written through history. I mean, whether it's energy that's being talked about and discussed, or cancer cures, or medicinal breakthroughs, natural, holistic. I mean, in addition to people being locked up and, you know, having their licenses stripped, if they can't shut them up, they'll shut you up, you know? And
right.
Unfortunately, it's a reality, I mean, to have that conversation. Mom, Dad, just so you know, if anything ever happened, I would never commit suicide, so... And it's just, you know, I'm kind of laughing at it a little bit, just because, you know, to hear myself say that and have that conversation with my family. what can I do but laugh, you know?
I'm very glad you're putting that on the record on the show, and I've done the same thing on the show myself, because I've had a number of attempts on my life, besides having my only child kidnapped and tortured and losing my medical license, etc. But you see, my view on this is I would rather have them kill me and then I go on vacation than live in the world in which they're creating. That's my view.
Right.
But I will never kill myself. But of course, you know, they have many ways. They have the medical examiners and all their various minions that work for the powers that be. There was actually a Georgia legislator by the name of Nancy Schaefer, who was actually murdered recently because she was exposing CPS trafficking of children and stealing of children, etc. And they claimed that her and her husband being dead was a murder-suicide. But see, that's not working anymore. We have powers within our government that are taking people out, that are speaking the truth. But you see, people that have a conscience are not afraid of that because, like I said, if you die, you go on vacation, because that just gives another link in the chain in terms of people waking up. We have listeners all over the world to this show, and they know what's going on. So if I suddenly disappear, or if you suddenly disappear, whatever the case may be, people are going to say, well, I wonder what happened there. That's a little suspicious.
Right.
So we can use everything for good. Okay. We're running out of time so fast. Let me bring on the next caller. Area code 785. Are you there?
Hi, Dr. Carly. This is Vin Diesel, the Facebook apprentice.
Okay. Go ahead.
You were on a show with Justice Radio with Catherine O'Shanahan. I was the producer for that show. It's been a long time. I was glad to find you on Orion Network. I'm hoping to find out more about that because it looks like the network you're on may get a lot of traffic from Black Talk Radio when we start letting people know that there's some quality shows on here. So kudos.
Okay.
I'm involved in a number of investigative reports. We're posting all of the evidence that we find in these areas under the heading of Occupy.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy Pharma, Occupy the vaccines. We've got a Chemtrail Chemvax group that a young lady in Massachusetts started. There's one now for celebrities against weather modification. These are just little groups that there's things that we can do. In fact, with our Occupy Justice Radio, Catherine and I actually achieved SEO. We went to the top of Google. Under Occupy Justice, we were on the front page, not once but twice. And
well,
so what I'd like to do would be to talk to you after the show some more about this documentary that Chris is doing.
Okay, wait, let me just interject something, because Chris actually has managed to get some Hollywood people involved in the Great Culling, documentary, because, see, that's what we have to do. The people that have the finances available to promote these things, once they realize that they are dead as well if they do nothing, that's what's going to make this happen. And I won't mention the person on the air, Chris, that I know that you've been involved in this because I don't have permission to do so. But that's what we have to do. We have many frauds like Jenny McCarthy of Generation Rescue, you know, the Playboy Bunny that's, basically promoting the whole mercury causes autism thing. There's many frauds, and that's why everybody has to be vetted. You have to vet these people. But there are people that have a conscience that are going to help do what has to be done. As a matter of fact, one of my dreams is to start a clinic that will teach people how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. And I insist on it being done in the United States. But they've financially devastated me to where I'm barely surviving. So I'm waiting for one of the multimillionaires whose children I've healed of autism and such to stand up. But many people don't give a crap. They don't give a crap. It's all about them. We need to find the people of conscience. And there's that music again. Okay, hold on. I'll bring you back after the break. Here we go to the music again. Stay tuned. And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been The Great Culling, with my very special guest, Chris Maples, of the documentary of that name. In this world where John Corzine, former CEO of IMF Global, testified in Congress that he just doesn't know what happened to the $1.2 billion in client funds that are missing and has not been charged with any crime. While here in North Carolina, the predator robocops are arresting the homeless for panhandling without a permit. Wake up, people. This is what's going on. Okay, caller, we're running out of time very fast. We have so many people waiting. We're not going to have time to get everybody, and I'm sorry for that, but please give your final comment.
There's actually a question for Chris. There's a documentary that was done on Hungary called Torn from the Flag. Have you seen it or heard of it?
I'm sorry, I haven't. Torn from the Flag? I'm writing it right now. No,
okay.
I have not.
I met the producer. She's bringing it forward for the people in the Occupy movement to learn what the Hungarians learned in 1956 that led to, you know, the breakup of the Soviet Union later on. But my other question for Chris, are we ready to produce this in other languages? There's a growing interest from, you know, South America. We've got people throughout Latin America that want to be part of these discussions and help bring evidence against the, you know, the criminal cartel. You know, wherever they show up in the world, they should be recognized as, oh, you work for so-and-so. Well, didn't they kill, you know, 50,000 kids with vaccines?
Well, let me just comment on that, because I was just contacted yesterday by a contact of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who's gone public, stating that the United States has produced cancer-causing viruses that he's been infected with, as well as many others. And I have, volunteered to help him reverse his condition, because chemo and radiation will kill him. And I'll probably be labeled a terrorist for doing so. But that's fine, because, you know, if they kill me, I go on vacation. But, yes, there are go ahead.
Please get a hold of Catherine. She's getting ready to set up clinics overseas. She's going back to West Africa. We have that clinic, and I'll send you a recording. If we get connected on Facebook, we did from her hotel room that she set up a clinic in Abuja in February of 2010. That one episode, 2 hours on the phone from Nigeria, cost us, cost her thousands of dollars in phone charges. So we're hoping to have a little bit better setup, and that's why I'm wondering if Orion Network is set up in Canada, because right now we can't use Blog Talk because they don't have a switchboard in Canada.
Well, I can't answer that question. All I can say is that my protocol reverses all diseases, and I teach people how to do my protocol. And when they kill me, which I'm sure they eventually will, there will be many others all over the world that are doing my protocol. But the bottom line is we have to realize, as Chris and Paul are proving in their documentary, that we are being culled. And, see, before you can provide the healing, because as I said, there are healing technologies for everything they've done. There are ways to heal everything. We have to stop the predator.
What about the radiation?
Pardon me?
What about the radiation? We've got people in Japan that are begging for help.
Yeah.
No, reverse radiation.
Right.
Okay. There's homeopathic remedies to detox radiation. I was an x-ray technician. I was radiated up the wazoo. I detoxed my radiation. I don't want to take time to go into all of that. We have so many people waiting on the line. Thank you for calling. And call
me on
the
number.
Air.
Give me a call afterward.
No.
All right. I don't have your number, so you have to call me.
Call me. Call me. 828-294-0662. That's my number.
Okay, I can't. Yeah, I can't write that down. Just take down my number. It's on the board.
Okay,
you have time to write it down. Call me. I'll call you back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Any comments, Chris? Because we have so many people waiting, and we could extend the show for days. But you know, as you see, people are loving your message, and you are being embraced. And I just send you such a big hug for what you and Paul are doing. Don't let anything stop you, because we're talking about the destruction of humanity and the Earth.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and I can't, you know, echo your sentiments more towards you, you know, because you yourself and what you do and everything that you do and everything that you've been through personally, because, you know, we have talked and I just want to thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, and I, as well as humanity should be thanking you, because we're at a critical fork in the road as far as, you know, human evolution is concerned, you know. Heading down the road of self-distinction, you know, destruction, and I don't know, there's an alternative out there, and it comes with knowledge. I mean, it's not just, I began this journey, Dr. Crowley, and it wasn't just about metals and neurological disorders and being called. I was kind of looking at a bigger picture, you know. I want truth in everything, whether that be in, you know, in politics and history, science, education, you know. The more I look into the medical industry, you know, there's money in that. There's money in people being sick. There's cancer cures being suppressed. You look at the oil industry that owns the world and suppresses these technologies and these inventors and physicists throughout time. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is just a small part of the big picture. Even though we're encompassing food, air, and water in this film, and a lot of people say, you know what, you should break it up into a three-part series, because we have so much on each individual topic that it's, you know, we're going to try to jam it into 95 minutes, you know, and you need to do a movie on every subject. I tell the audience, just grab a camera or do some research, sit down, be aware, you know, because I believe once everybody has come to this level of awareness, and we all start vibrating on the same level of awareness, and a higher consciousness kicks in, and that's when change will take place. But as long as everybody continues to remain unplugged, blinders strapped on tight, focusing on their fantasy football leagues and their fantasy this and that and sports and America's Got Talent and idolizing all this, you know, that box in their living room, when they, you know, there's so much more out there to the natural world and the real world that would blow anything that Hollywood away could even think to write. It's more fascinating to me. I don't even have TV. I don't have cable. Done.
We're talking about life. Life itself. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. And we're all being distracted. And they're, you know, distracting and denying and discrediting people that are telling the truth. Well, guess what? It's going to be funny how it all works out. I know that in my very DNA. If I didn't know that, I would have driven my car off a cliff long ago. Or let the minions kill me. Because the truth, not just truth shall set us free, but acting on the truth.
Right.
She'll set us free.
Right.
And that's what we need to do. And that's what you are going to stimulate. And that's why I embrace everything you're doing. Okay, we're almost out of time. I can't believe how many people we have waiting in line. And I apologize to the callers that are not going to be gotten to. The next one is from area code 785. Are you there, caller? Got to make it quick.
Well,
I'm just, I'm still here. This is Vince. I'm still here. I'm just still waiting to listen online.
Okay, let me bring on the next caller from area code 928. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Dr.
Go ahead. Yes.
Real quickly. I wrote the article, They Want Us Dead, and it went viral. So all over the world, people that still have a survival instinct want to know this. And if Rosalind wants to shy away, that tells me all her work is for nothing. If she won't stand up, she may be one of the ones suicided. Because that's when they get you. Once you come out, you're safer, I believe. Alex,
well, that's,
says that
yeah.
too.
That's the only reason I'm alive, is because I'm on the air. I do shows every day, not just this show. And basically, if I disappear, people are going to say, what happened to Dr. Carly? But you see, I have no fear. That's the one wonderful thing that's happened to me after everything they've done to me. I don't care. I would rather die than live in the world in which they're creating. And once enough people
right.
get to that level and realize there is a monster under the bed and take a stand with a backbone, like Chris and Paul have done in their documentary, guess what? It's going to be funny how it all works out. These cockroaches got no place to hide.
I told
okay,
you,
I can't
the title of that.
Okay, I can't believe we're out of time. Chris, I thank you so much. You are one of my heroes, you and Paul. Thank you for what you've done. And if you ever want to be on the show again, you just give me a call, and we'll continue this conversation. Okay.
I'd love to, actually, Dr. Carly. I'll keep you posted, and thanks to all your listeners, and thanks for having me on, and we'll keep you posted.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our